I've been reading in the Bible, in the book of Romans. Romans is about justification. Paul wanted to set it down, what it means to be justified by Jesus Christ. The Jews lived their lives by the law. God gave them the law through Moses, and to show them how to live and what to do, and so that they could be a light unto the world. And this would justify them before God if they mixed it with faith. Many people believed, many people didn't believe. Faith is an individual thing that you have to do for yourself. You can believe in many different things. You can try different things, think that this is the way to go, that's the way to go. But in the end, your faith has to be justified. It has to be proven. And all throughout the time that in the Old Testament, God was proving to the people that their faith was justified. No matter what happened, no matter what went on, as they lived their daily lives, God was proving to them that He was real and for them. This is faith. Abraham, when God spoke to Abraham, I mean, this man had a comfortable living. He was living in a wonderful place at the time. And God told him to pick himself up and to go across the world to a place that He was going to show him that was going to be his, that God was going to give him. And he believed God. And he believed God so much so that he packed up his family and 300 families. And they walked 1,000 miles to find the city whose maker is God. He believed. And it says that he was justified by his faith. And all throughout the Old Testament, all the people that believed were justified because God was there and for them and made things come to pass because of their faith. Here in Romans, Paul is talking about being justified, not by doing the works of the law, but by faith. And when you believe, you will do the works of the law, because you will have the power to do them. Just doing the law doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't justify you before God. It is faith. So God says in Romans 12, He says, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Our reasonable service to God. When we believe, when we have faith in God, we will serve God. We will give Him our lives so that He can bring about the kingdom on this earth. You know, you want to do for your dad. Always you want to do for your dad. Your dad gave his life for you. Gave his life for you. And so did ours. Our older brother Jesus died on the cross so that we could have a life here. And God gave to every person the measure of faith to be able to believe in Jesus. It's a reasonable service to God.